In an attempt to combat explosive growth in the number of tents on its streets, the city of Olympia embarked on a new approach to homelessness. KNKX and the Seattle Times Project homeless team spent a year watching to see whether the small city could succeed where others had failed. That's the story we were telling in the podcast Outsiders before it was interrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic. But now the podcast is back, and in the latest episode out today, we get to see the outcome of Olympia's experiment. I talked about this with the host of Outsiders, KNKX's Will James. Will, you begin this latest episode by taking us back to late 2019. After all these months, why did you choose to start there?
Yeah, well, Outsiders started with a question. Could the city of Olympia, this one city, make headway in this very intractable issue of unsheltered homelessness where a lot of other cities have fallen short? The city decided to kind of throw out the playbook of how communities deal with homelessness and try to invent something new, a new system, a mitigation site, kind of a tent city downtown that was sanctioned. And we kind of framed the series around the year of 2019, and we wanted to evaluate what happened during that year. Now, obviously, 2019 sounds like a lifetime ago. So much has happened since then. But before we move on to sort of the effects of the pandemic on homelessness and on Olympia, we really wanted to look back at that year and see, even before the pandemic, what happened in Olympia? What did the city accomplish? Where did the city fall short? What happened to the people who are homeless, who we followed throughout this series? And of course, later, we do get to the radical effects the pandemic has had on the topics we've been covering.
One of the people you revisit is Colin DeForest. Tell us about him.
Colin DeForest, for all of 2019, was the city of Olympia's kind of homelessness czar. He was in charge of managing this crisis in downtown Olympia. As people in Olympia might know, he's since left that position. But it was really important that we evaluate his work and we look back on what he did, because he is the person who set the events of Outsiders in motion back at the toward the beginning of 2019.
And at this point in the story, a year into the experiment of the mitigation site, how does Colin DeForest rate the success of the project?
It's important to remember that Colin, at the very beginning, laid out different goals for the mitigation site. One, of course, was to create an entryway into the housing system. So he was trying to meet people where they were at. Meanwhile, he was trying to clean up downtown Olympia. He was trying to take this kind of chaotic situation of these unmanaged camps and put a fence around it and maybe bring some order to it. And finally, you might say he was trying to just make a safer place for people who had no other options at that time. And you know, that's one of the things he considers a success.
It's a different vibe than when you go to an unmanaged camp. To me, there's always a little bit of, I feel safety. The ultimate goal is we're creating a home for these individuals, right? For right now, this is kind of their safe place, right? And it's a community.
But in our reporting, we also uncover some of the problems with this system that he created.
What did you find?
Scott Greenstone of Project Homeless at the Seattle Times, one of our partners on this project, took a really close look at the outcomes of people who went into Olympia's system, who went into the mitigation site. And they were pretty mixed. I mean, of the 250 or so people who moved into the mitigation site, only about 35 to maybe almost 50 got a home over the course of 2019. It didn't seem that there were dramatic effects on the number of like syringes and the amount of feces that was found in downtown Olympia, which is one of the ways the city measured success. And there were also a whole lot of people who got left out of this system, who got kicked out of the mitigation site. There's this question of who did this actually work for? And it seems like it worked a lot better for people who were already less vulnerable, people who might be able to hold a job, people who weren't dealing with maybe really severe substance use and mental health problems. And that's something that an advocate for people who are homeless, Ty Gundel in Olympia, noticed as well.
And when we continue this narrative that, you know, it's based on whether or not people are ready, it keeps the community focused on thinking that the problem is with the individuals, not that our system doesn't have space for those people.
Then you put the pandemic in there. We know it's shifting the conversation somewhat when it comes to homelessness, but it seems like some of the sameness you're talking about or the persistence of the problem remains. Has COVID-19 really changed anything about the story you set out to tell about Olympia?
Yeah, when we started reporting Outsiders, obviously we never imagined that we would be reporting on the effects of a pandemic on this crisis. At first, some of the changes that were happening looked pretty radical. Shelters, nonprofits, local governments were moving people out of these crowded shelters and giving them individual hotel rooms. And now people are starting to talk about maintaining some version of that system, not moving people back into crowded shelters when all this is over. Of course, the problem with that is the pandemic has also gutted city, state, county budgets. And so there are questions about whether there's going to be enough money to radically reshape the homeless service system in this way, or even maintain the services that existed before the pandemic. And of course, the pandemic has also brought millions of Americans to the brink of eviction. So suddenly, homelessness is a very real threat for people who maybe never considered themselves at risk before.
Well, there are two more episodes left in the series, Will. What questions are you still hoping to answer?
In addition to how well the City of Olympia's strategies worked, we also want to answer, you know, what happened to the people we met throughout this series? You know, where did they end up after all this? And that's something we do in the final episode of Outsiders, episode 10.
Well, we're so looking forward to that, Will. Thank you. And thanks for all your reporting on this issue.
Yeah, thank you, Kirsten.
KNKX's Will James is the host of Outsiders, a podcast about homelessness in Olympia. It was produced in collaboration with the Seattle Times Project Homeless Team. After a hiatus, the podcast is back today with episode 8. You can find it anywhere you get your podcasts and at knkx.org.